want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win one for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a stamp and a stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Newark, New Jersey on our line for Republicans.
All right. My question is, at what point did you hear, did the power brokers that be in charge of the networks turn the power over to boards of directors? With the exception of, say, Michael Eisner today, you never really hear the name of the person in charge of the network, with few exceptions. Like, for example, you have a Michael Eisner in charge of Disney, and you have Mike O'Mara's taint in charge of the Don and Mike Show.
I think the times were different.
CNN thanks you for making us America's most watched cable news network.
Let's take a caller from California. Please go ahead with your question.
Wolf Blitzer, pleasure to speak with you. Is it a fact that if we released this top secret information, we'd have to release the information about Don and Mike not being on in New York? Is that a fact?
I think we have a weird caller, but that's all right. Let's talk a little bit about Zacharias Moussaoui.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Bert. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop, Don, the run. Stop, Don, the run. Stop, Don, the run. Can't stop, the run. Can't stop, the run.
The DAs agree on only one thing.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
I can't believe Rob left me.
Thank you.
Candy for you, trick or treat.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. He made himself the man of faith. No, the man of faith. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
They're able to adjust to all climates. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. The Pope's going to Canada and all the ships at sea. Hey, forget the car race. Stay alone with the real Grand Prix of Washington, D.C. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
That's good for Monday, pal.
Thank you, Rob, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday, July 22nd.
Yes.
Phone number 877-365-3636. And here's an important number today from Washington, D.C. 202-432-1067 in Philly. Your special hotline coming soon. Now, here he is, the man who once again today brutally sodomized me.
It was fun.
Yeah, but he was a little gentle today because he was happy, and I guess he had some good news. Mike, as you can see, I have here. Sodomized me with number 2 lead pencils today.
Wow. With the yellow, you know, like they come in school, and then by the end of the abuse, they were red.
And sharpened.
And sharpened.
They were flat to begin with, but by the end of the sodomy, they were sharp.
I don't even want to think about how much lead is in your bloodstream right now.
Did they leave any of those eraser things behind?
let me get my brain and mouth in sync since it's Monday. So what happened when I don't drink on a weekend?
I was going to say, you didn't drink this weekend.
No, I told Rob I had an alcohol-free weekend, and I am just completely out of sorts this morning.
Let me get you something.
Anyway, he sodomized me, of course, yes. With the gold.
Yeah, they're still wet, those pencils.
Say my name. And
right. And he sings it, doesn't he?
Yes.
Say my name.
Child. Here he is. There he is. Buzz. Buzz the Bully.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Let me first apologize to anyone who went to the Eminem concert last night that you may have had an extra hard time getting into the show.
Really?
And the reason you might have had an extra hard time making your way off Route 66 to Route 29
uh-huh.
is that my son, again, although he was not driving, was involved in a major accident.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, yesterday we...
He wasn't the wheel man this time?
He was not the wheel man.
Good.
We were out yesterday, my wife and I, with my brother and sister-in-law,
mm-hmm.
and... We're playing golf, and I get the call. It's a call you don't want to get.
Never.
Hi, this is Dr. Elston at Prince William Hospital.
Hi.
We have your son Bart here.
Jesus.
As it turns out, he has a concussion, cuts on his arms, and 18 stitches right under his chin, right on top of his neck.
My God.
Oh, wow.
I have now decided that my son, wherever he goes, will go by bicycle.
He's okay now, though.
Yeah,
huh?
He's fine.
Good.
He's fine. But if you count them up now, that's 4 accidents in 4 months. And this one, I can't blame him on. That a friend of his, Joe, was doing the driving.
How many kids in the car?
Just the 2 of them.
Well, there you go. That's it, right? I mean, yeah, you always say 2 kids in the car, so
that's the age group.
But
know.
Again, that was...
Was Joe at fault?
Well, Mike, if you consider running a stop sign...
At fault?
Being at fault, then I'd have to say yes.
That's who
the
should.
Courts to decide.
I asked Bart what happened, and really he said... He doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
That he doesn't know. Last night he was in that concussion state.
Yeah.
And this morning I said, what happened? He said, I don't know. I don't know. So
he didn't hit the Marshall Mathers tour bus, did he?
No, and the thing he was most upset about was not the fact that his friend totaled his car, his friend was, also injured in the accident.
Oh, it was his car?
Yeah, not Bart's car. It's Bart's friend's car.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Not worried about any of that. Just worried he didn't get to see the goddamn Eminem.
Well, that's,
have
he's the hot new artist the kids seem to really dig.
Have your priorities. But on the other hand, it seems to be a good omen for the ratings when my son is involved in some type of automobile accident.
But we don't want that forever.
No,
we'll take it this time around, but that's it. Then it ends after today.
Now, it happened in Philly.
Yeah.
The day before the Philly ratings came out.
You got in a little fender bender.
Got an accident, that thing where he blew out 2 tires on this car, and I had to go get him until 3 o'clock in the morning.
We're still speculating on what was going on in that car.
Right. Oh, and we've never been able to find out for sure.
No.
And
you're taking a girl home, we know that.
Me, personally, I'd rather get in a car wreck than go see Eminem. But that's just me.
Right.
So anyway, if you were on your way and you were the extra backup last night, you're wondering who are the dumbasses who got in the accident. Well, I'm the father of one of them, although he was just the passenger.
So this was a major arterial blockage that we're talking about here.
Uh huh.
It was a major area of the.
Mm-hmm.
right when you get off 66 onto 29.
Oh my God!
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of a major backup.
Anytime there's a concert at the Nissan Pavilion, that normally runs pretty smooth, so I don't imagine that would have complicated anything.
No, that's amazing.
Hi, Mike. Rob is being facetious.
I'm kidding, of course.
Well, I live out in that area, and let me tell you right now, it is just. It sucks when there's not an accident.
Yeah.
So 66 West must have been a parking lot.
Somebody told me that there was a 10-mile backup.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that was true or not.
One of the biggest concerts of the year.
But anyway.
You want to call it a concert.
My kid's okay, and thank God for that. But, Christ, you know, again, we as parents, Frida and I, we just don't need this anymore.
No. You're waiting for that first day of college, aren't you?
We're waiting for the first time he gets in a car and goes somewhere now and doesn't call us from either a car wreck place or a hospital.
Probably your dad and my dad and maybe Buzz's dad, we probably wouldn't be going anywhere in a car anytime
real
soon.
Not for a while.
Not for a good long time.
What do you mean?
He would ground me, for example.
The car privileges would be...
this wasn't his fault, though.
Right.
No, but...
This one wasn't his fault.
Protective custody, as it were.
This one wasn't his fault, and let me see. The first one he had, where he went off the road and totaled the car, I'll give him that one. Not his fault.
Right.
The second one was his fault.
Yeah.
The one where he was trying to merge on the Beltway, and he said the guy should have merged, and the guy should have stopped, and he just kept going. That one his fault.
Right.
The third one, rubbing the tires against the curb and blowing out both tires on the right side of the car. Oh, and you got to love this. The spin I get from him. We got this guy named Jim who's fixing the car. Mm-hmm. This guy's been a mechanic, a friend of ours for years.
Your brother?
Not my brother.
Okay.
No, but close enough to be. God knows what the number of...
You're putting his kids through school, too, aren't you?
The number of accidents we've had in my family and the amount of money... Yeah, you're right, Mike. He might as well be in my family. I'm putting his kid through college.
Sure.
So, come home from work on Friday, and Bart says, hey, Jim from the auto place called, and there's really good news.
Mm-hmm.
Say, what's the good news? He says, I'm saving the family $200. And I say, how is it you're saving the family $200? He said, well, you know how I had the spare tire on the front of the car? I said, yeah. He said, well, because it was the spare, I don't need the new rim that's going to cost $200. I said...
So he's all proud of himself.
I said, wait, hold on. How is it you're saving me? How much is this going to cost me to get the car fixed?
Mm-hmm.
$900. I said, so how are you saving me?
That's what somebody always says when you're going to spend $1,000. They're saving you $200.
How are you going to save me? He said, well, Dad, if the other tire had been on, it would have cost $1,100. So I saved the family.
There you go.
$200. And I said,
thanks
well.
So much.
What can I say? But thank you. Thank you very much. Where's the, as a matter of fact, where's the Tom Gavin? There you go. All right, let me just say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for saving me $200. Thank you very much.
Yay.
So, Christ, what a night.
And that was the end of the weekend.
Yeah, last night.
But that's the worst part of the weekend to have that happen. That's when you want to just chill out, you know?
No, take it from me, Mike. That's when you want to be at Prince William Hospital.
Oh, my God. You've had a horrible week.
Picking your kid up. But
you don't look any worse for wear, though. You look like you're doing okay.
Yeah,
what
else? I'm okay.
Getting a thicker skin.
Guess so.
God.
I don't know. Which brings us to the other news, the good omen that my son was in a car accident.
Man, it's amazing that they've done it again for us.
Was passed along in the ratings. Now, we received, this is the actual ratings book for the spring Washington, D.C., the Arbotron ratings.
Arbotron.
And as happy as we were with Philadelphia last week, and trust me, we were elated. Oh, and the numbers on Friday came out in Sacramento.
Yep.
Once again, and I don't have the actual numbers, I won't have them till tomorrow, but
okay.
I heard once again, the good people of Sacramento made this show number one rated.
Oh, that is wonderful news.
Great. Let us dance.
But they don't get the information. It takes them a couple of days.
We don't do the dance when we get number one rating.
I know.
We actually forego doing the dance. Rob?
Rob's dancing.
Rob, we can't. But when the first Sacramento caller comes in,
It takes a couple of days for them to get the ratings and figure out, because we're on, like, in between two shifts with our time slot. Mike, would you stop?
I'm sorry.
But the good people of Sacramento, once again, have made us number one
rating. That's a beautiful thing.
Tell him to stop.
Rob, stop. Both of you stop it.
Thank you, Sacramento.
Yes, thank you.
Now, Washington, D.C. This is where we get to say not only thank you to all of our great listeners. Hold on a second, Rob. Let me reload all this stuff here. Not only do we get to say
thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And really we mean it, because this is home base for everything that we do. But we also get to say F you to all the critics who said that this type of show
wouldn't fly in the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. Would never work. That people are in their offices, people in dentist's office listen to soft rock.
Right.
No one would ever listen to a show like this in the middle of the day.
People are digging this show, apparently.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
This is great.
Now, let me just say I am slightly disappointed.
Yes, as am I.
In you, our listeners, that you did not make us the number one overall 12-plus ranked show in the midday time slot.
That's what we were shooting for. We're going to have to wait just a little longer.
But you did make us number two.
Ah.
Yeah, the overall rating.
That sounds fine. You made us number two.
And the overall ratings, all listeners, 12 and over, the beauty pageant.
That's correct.
We have a 5.0, and we are only 0.3 of a point away from number one.
So the next time, we're going to kick it over the top. We're going to get it.
Get it. Keep in mind, when we took this shift last August, the station was mired in 13th place.
Yes. Overall, 13th place.
Now second.
So now it's second, 12 plus. Let's go to the, as the advertisers call it, the
money
demo.
Yes, this is the most valued demographic in advertising circles.
Men and women, 25 to 54.
That's everybody, really.
And this is the one that we hear the most stuff about.
I don't want to insult our 12-year-old listeners that shouldn't be listening, but I will say that this is everybody.
This is the one where, really, our sales staff and our management has felt the most heat. They said, yeah, Don and Mike were number one, 25 to 54 adults when they were on in the afternoon, but they will never achieve that ranking in middays.
This is the ranking that gets full turgidity. This gets people wet.
Yes. Spring 2002.
Yes.
Adults 25-54. Don and Mike show. 6.4 share. Number one.
Yeah!
Yay!
Oh, all yeah! Right.
Number one.
Oh, yeah, that's everybody. Men, women, everybody.
Number one. Now, when we took over, the station that plays the songs that even the boss can agree with was number one with a 6.8. Well, they're down to a 5.7. That's Wash FM.
Hmm. Bye-bye!
And that would be number two.
We are thrilled. This is fantastic.
Now, let's go through the male demographics, since that's what this station targets for.
Right.
But we're happiest with the 12-plus and the 25-54.
Oh, sure.
But let's continue, shall we? Let's as we say,
thank you
to the good people of Washington, men 18-plus, a 7.0, number one in the market.
Hello!
Yay!
How about men 18 to 49?
I need another one of these.
Another timpani, please.
Another timpani. Men.
Bring in the big guy with the timpani.
Men 18 to 49. 10.2 share.
Yeah.
Number one rated.
Yeah.
Man, I'm almost ready to say something, but I'm not.
Men. 25 to 54. 8.9 share. Number one rated.
Yeah, Washington, D.C.
Is that...
How long has this been going on? I mean, this is really, really tremendous. We are so... And we say it, I know it's redundant. We are so goddamn grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To the people in this town that have done this for so long and now done it in three different day parts. God bless you real good.
I'm telling you right now, all the advertisers, all of the media buyers... You can't have it back in, Lisa. I'm not done with it yet.
All the advertisers, all the media buyers, scratching their heads right now.
Yeah. Being a little protective with those numbers this time around.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I know Lisa wants to run copies off and stuff, but right. I want to hold on to them for just a second.
This is so sweet. Really, really sweet.
So, again, as much as we kissed Philadelphia's ass last week, let us also...
Thank you.
Kiss the collective brown, crusty starfish of Washington, D.C.
We're ready for a three-way now. A three-way with Washington, Philadelphia, and us. Actually, it'd be more like a four-way.
Sacramento, too.
Oh, yeah, now that's a five-way.
It's an orgy.
These ratings... these ratings are absolutely incredible.
They sure are.
Bar none. Listen, and I can't tell you how many times we heard, especially it'll be a year ago on August 4th that we changed time slots,
mm-hmm.
how many times we've heard from industry know-it-alls,
yeah.
from people in our own company, from people at other right. companies, this will never work.
You know, hypothetically, maybe there was somebody somewhere in this company that thought, hey, we'll go into this this time slot and go away.
Not the case!
No.
Not the case! These are beautiful. And we got to say again, Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Get over my obstacle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Very happy about that.
Number 2, 12 plus. Number 1, adults, men and women, mm-hmm. 25-54.
Man.
That's the biggest hurdle of all. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, listeners.
It helps. And we.
Thank you.
I have to say one more time that it comes at a time when we really, really need it.
Yeah.
We always need it because, I mean, if you have, like, you know, four or five of these things in a row where you're sucking up the joint, they're gonna make make your life a living hell. But when
we're on thin ice anyway, right?
Yeah,
with this company,
we're on thin ice. Everybody knows that. You know, this is very, very good for us. It really is.
So listen, thank you. As great as the ratings were in Philly last week, mm-hmm. and as great as they were in Sacramento, and I guess Baltimore comes out later today. Right. We're expecting great things there as well. But really, nothing's going to top this yeah. in our hearts.
Yeah.
That Mike and I come December, it'll be 17 years together.
17 years on the radio.
And you guys, consistently, from mornings to afternoons and now middays,
right.
you supported us every step of the goddamn way.
I mean, you don't last 10 years. You don't last three. You don't last a year on the radio.
Right.
Without consistent support from the people that listen to this show. And we say it. We do not say it lightly.
Some shows do.
Yeah, you're right.
But,
hi.
You guys, you're great. Let me just say that.
This is Larry King.
You are absolutely great.
Wonderful yeah. news. 2 weeks in a row. Great news for the show. It comes at the best time it could ever come at for us, and we are delighted.
You are the greatest. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Are you from D.C.?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready to get your ass kissed?
That's why I called.
Show us the starfish.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not kissing that.
Now, here's what we are planning. What we are planning, we really can't do a Las Vegas-style show in the D.C. Metro.
Oh, that's not good.
Because, frankly, with all of the local liquor boards and the parents groups, mm-hmm. we just can't do it. But what we've decided to do is a Las Vegas-style show for Philadelphia and D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And the location will be Atlantic City.
Hello! Ooh. All right.
Wow. Hello! Atlantic City.
Baby!
Wow. Which difference is much closer to Philadelphia than D.C.
Yeah, but it's, you know, I don't think people in D.C. would mind making a little road trip up to A.C.
And I'm just going off the top of my head here.
Mm-hmm.
Even if Mike and I have to pay for it,
mm-hmm.
we will get a couple of buses
right.
to busload a couple of people
yeah.
to, whether it's Atlantic City or wherever mm-hmm. it ends up being.
Sure.
We're going to make sure that we get at least two busloads of people from D.C. to the Las Vegas-style show.
And don't think for a second that it's going to be exclusive stuff where, you know, if you're not on the bus, you're not able to go. We're going to try to get, hopefully, a big enough place
yes.
that we can get people that, you know, if you don't make it on the bus,
you can come on your own.
You can come up, and you can have a great time, and you can make a weekend of it up in Atlantic
City. Well, that's the only thing now that may slow us down in Atlantic City is
right.
joining the two cities together.
Right.
that may not be big enough.
Wow.
That there may be, I'm getting instant message, or as Mike calls it, instant mail.
Right.
I'm getting instant mail that says, well, now the organizers think they got to get an arena.
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
What they got to get a place.
But we'll get a big place. We'll get a big place. It'll be great.
I'd love to have it at the First Union Center.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia.
That'd be fantastic.
That'd be outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, and you're invited. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're invited.
Thank you.
And listen,
so we're leaning towards Atlantic City doing this, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay,
that's
very good.
That's the first choice.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, John?
I want to be involved in this. Let's not back off of that.
Yes.
All you had to do is say that once to me.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to stand up for your son a little bit and say that if he was getting in the car, what we speculate, it is not his fault.
Oh, no. Listen, the car that he was in, he wasn't the driver. It wasn't his fault.
No. I'm talking about when he hit his tires against the curb.
Yeah?
If he was getting what Don and I speculate.
Oh, no. No. Stop it right there. Hello, Don and Mike.
I never said that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I want my butt kiss.
You got, where are you from, sir?
I'm from D.C. Thank you.
You get your ass.
I'm actually pushing your show for you. I get in other people's cars and I say, put on 106.7.
Well, obviously you've been successful.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. You've been successful because everybody's listening.
Really, we mean it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Casually.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Hey, you want your ass kissed?
Yeah, hold on. Let me drop try and sweat them for you.
There you go.
All in the crevices.
All right, you know what? I will toss you salad.
Syrup or jelly, Don?
His choice, dealer's choice.
Syrup or jelly, sir?
Oh, a mixture of both. Yeah.
A mixture of both. I don't want to hear the sound effect of you tossing a salad.
Don't worry. Listen, thank you.
Hey, due to good parenting, I've been listening to y'all's show since I was 12, man. And, you know, I've been pushing the show against with all the brothers. You know, I recorded the Mike Tyson phone sex joint. Everybody loves it. It's our favorite thing to listen to when we high and drunk.
And, you know, while we, Rob racially profiles, but generally we don't racially profile on this show.
No. We're an equal opportunity offender. We always have been.
We do have to thank the blacks.
The blacks.
Because Washington, D.C. is Chocolate City. And generally speaking,
they've accepted these two tragically white individuals as I approach talking about ourselves in third person.
The blacks have.
Yes, we are the African American community has opened their arms and really welcomed this show.
We figured that out when we were doing the afternoon show, that the reason that we finally got over the top and we were number one ranked for our last five ratings books in a row was
in
that
the great words of Mr. T, we're pale but we can wail.
The blacks were listening and telling the ratings company that they were listening.
Yes, and I also remember Mr. T. Mr. T is like saying, I really like Sammy Davis Jr. You know, Mr. T said, we're blue-eyed soul brothers.
Right.
I like that.
So we want to say thank you.
You need a nice little hug, a nice little caress from a black man.
Absolutely. You're right, dog.
It's a payback time.
Man. Yeah, man.
Payback time.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Black. Thank you, my friend. Also, thank you, Whites.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Whites.
Thanks to everybody.
I don't think the Chinese
men, women, black, white.
I don't think the Chinese are helping us.
Oh, yes, they are. The Asians are helping, Don.
Enthusiastic Spaniard.
I mean, refresh your memory. Some great Asians. Great.
Oh, no, you're right. We just had that hot Chinese girl come down here.
See, let's remember in the history of the show, you know, Nick Joe, you know, some great Asians have been part of this broadcast.
Vietnamese.
Yes, Vietnamese, Korean, Japanese, Chinese. We welcome the Asians, too. Everybody's included in this. You can't have that kind of rating without everybody being involved.
A great past engineer, as a matter of fact.
Lee.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike. Show. Hello.
Hello.
Are you there? Yeah, hi.
Hey, I'm not satisfied with an ass kissing. We'll be by in Fairfax later today and want to know what time I can come by for my Hummer.
Your Hummer?
You want a Hummer?
Well, we could probably arrange to have somebody do that. One of the salespeople, perhaps.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, congratulations on the ratings, guys.
Thank you, my friend. And
so where's my cash?
now you know what this is now. This is now a spoiled audience.
Yes, they want us to do that thing where we go around the beltway handing out cash again.
I'm just kidding.
You have no idea what a logistical nightmare it was.
You know, we did that when we just started doing middays, right?
Yeah, we did it 10 years ago when we started afternoons,
and then we did it when we started doing middays.
Mm-hmm.
If we did that now, Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do it.
I'll settle for a BJ.
There'd be a BJ.
A BJ. I'm not giving you a BJ. We'll kiss ass.
Our listeners want to be serviced.
We're not going to give you a BJ. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Congratulations. I've been listening since the Wave of Days.
Well, again.
Thank you.
All we can really say, really, from our hearts to our listeners in D.C. is thank you. You have made the impossible come true.
Yeah, you listeners, you make me so very happy.
Stop it.
What?
I do have a question.
What?
What's up with the fatties that went to the M&M show?
We will find out.
Good.
We will find out momentarily.
But really, we thank you. You are so beautiful.
Thank you. In case you can tell, I am a white listener, by the way.
You are just working all these dumb song titles in.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
Hello, Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Want to tell you guys, great show.
Thank you. It's a new time slot.
I want to tell you that the Chinese out there are listening, so.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm Chinese, so.
Are you a Chinaman?
Yeah, I'm a Chinaman.
Way to go.
Alrighty, man.
You make me feel brand new.
Now, do you speak Chinese?
Yeah. Oh. This one. Listen. Funny name.
Now,
fantastic.
Who knows what that means? Can you please thank our Chinese listeners in Chinese?
Danny. Well, I just want to say thank you to all you goddamn Caucasians out there. Later.
All right, see ya.
And like many, many Asians, unwilling to speak his native tongue.
Thank you.
And I think...
But he sent me into a good mood today. You sent me, sir.
Rightfully so. That he is hesitant to speak his native language, even though I asked him to. Rightly so. You're in America.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that.
Right.
I love these listeners. Every one of you. You make me feel like dancing.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Congratulations, Donna Mike, Buzz, Rob.
You from the D.C. area?
WJFK Light out of Baltimore.
There you go.
Thank you.
We don't have the Baltimore ratings yet, but we think they're going to be pretty good.
Well, this is Tommy from Giant Food. And the man-on-man sausage show was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Fantastic.
You liked it. You're not the Tommy from the ads, are you?
Yes, I am.
You're not Tommy.
No, I'm not.
No, of course you're
not. But I love you. I can't help falling in love with you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to get my tail kissed there also.
Yes.
Go to the show.
Of course, yes. Get your ass kissed. Yes. What's your name?
It's Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
I'm a listener.
Where are you from?
Washington, D.C.
Chris, listen, how many... Let Tom say it best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You, Chris.
We appreciate it.
Only you.
All righty.
Well, now you're slipping out of demo.
Yeah. I've slipped up. If you listen to something,
yeah.
I was out of demo from the very beginning.
Hello?
Hey, wait a minute. No, I'm not.
Only you by the platters?
No, but I'm not out of demo. Not out of demo at all when you look at our ratings, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Not one little bit.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Andy. I'm from D.C. area.
Andy is
a long-time listener.
What can we say?
Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, guys.
And Andy, we made
my days.
Andy, a long time ago, I think I said to our listeners, I want you to want me, and you've responded. You've responded.
Siri, thank you, Mike O'Mara, live at Budokan. these numbers, absolutely outstanding.
And you guys are going to be number one. No question about it. Next time around, you guys are going to be number one.
Well, we love spending time with you. You know, precious and few. No, Rob, I'm not doing. They've got to be you songs. I'm sorry. They've got to be you songs.
Again, I'll just give these to you one more time, and then we're going to move past it and do the show.
Stay together, you fag.
WJFK, Washington D.C. Number two in the overall ratings, the beauty pageant, which is great.
Right.
You know, a five share. Just 0.3 away from WPGC, number 112 plus. Mm-hmm. Adults 25-54. I kiss that rating.
Let's celebrate.
5'8" to 6'4", number one.
And I'm just doing songs because, you know, we've gotten a little repetitive with mentioning the ratings again and again and again, so I'm just trying to say it in song.
That's good.
Everyone.
When we took the shift over, station mired in 11th place.
Mm-hmm.
Adults 25-54. Oh, Christ. Men 18 plus, when we took over, station was in 4th place.
Oh, girl.
Now, number 1 with a 7.0. Men 18 to 49, number 1 with a 10.2.
You are the woman.
Men 25 to 54.
You sexy thing.
Number 1 with an 8.9. Is that fantastic?
It is.
And even in the rating...
I just want to say I am grateful that finally these ratings have lifted us up where we belong.
And the only rating I got here that we're not number one in... Well, of course, the overall were number two.
Mm-hmm.
Men and women, 18 to 34. Now, keep in mind, when we took this shift over, we were in 10th place with a 2.7.
Right.
So since we took the rating over, it's gone 2.7 to 7.0 to 8.0 to 8.6.
Wow.
Which puts us in third among men and women.
Wonderful.
18 to 34.
That's pretty strong.
Delightful. This is a great, great radio ratings book.
It's a beautiful morning.
This is, I would like all the people, all the naysayers out there, to take this and roll it and smoke it and then shun it.
Amen.
And incidentally, all those naysayers, and I promised my wife that I wasn't going to dwell on this today, that I was going to be jolly.
Yes.
Be jolly.
It's a happy day.
It sure would be nice to come into work and have somebody say, hey, pretty good ratings.
No. Not here anymore. It would be nice.
Not a word.
Not here anymore, man.
Not a word.
Nope.
Not a word.
We got, you know what? We got these two things. We got these little microphones here. That's all we need.
Yeah.
That is all we need for our happiness. We got to stop looking elsewhere.
Because you know what? That man's not my daddy.
Right.
I'm not looking to him to be my daddy.
That's right.
I got to stop that. I got to stop looking for approval from that man. That man. This guy. You don't want this guy.
No. Don, just look at me and I'll look at you and I'll say it's so nice to be with you.
Shut up.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you.
Anyway, these numbers are great, and we thank you.
I'm surprised you didn't contribute a song. I'm very disappointed in you.
And we thank you. The numbers continue to fly like an eagle.
I know your only song you're singing right now, Killing Me Softly.
Yes. And we're going to have a big party for D.C.
in Atlantic City.
And Philly. You know, and Mike, and now that you're pounding that, we're going to make sure we make it happen in Atlantic City.
Sure.
And that'll be before Labor Day.
Excellent.
So it'll be in the next couple of weeks, and we humbly, really, very humbly thank you.
Yeah.
But, God damn, that feels good.
It is the best timing for these two series of ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., the timing couldn't be better. And, you know, I get that feeling. I think you have, too. Walking around Washington, D.C., talking to people in Washington, D.C., people are still with us, still with the show.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really terrific.
So what do all you naysayers say out there?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Where are all you guys who a year ago said, this is the worst career move possible. This show will never succeed in the midday.
Naysayers aren't out there.
All the naysayers on the third floor.
Naysayers aren't out there. I haven't run into any of them.
Well, no, I was speaking in general terms about some, you know, like the guys upstairs.
Right.
Anyway, thanks. Great ratings. We
appreciate
it.
Fantastical.
We'll move past it now, but we do humbly thank you. I would tell you...
Fantastical.
How the rest of the radio station did... they're hiding that from me. But I do know that once again you have made our show the highest rated show on radio station WJFK.
Great news. Thank you very much. We are appreciative.
And for that we do humbly thank you, and we will have a giant party with Philadelphia and D.C.
I like that.
Very soon.
Fantastic.
So thank you very much. And
bring an Eagle and Chief Z.
We got a couple of more asses to kiss, and then we can move on with the show. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's going on? Congratulations, guys.
I know. To you, we want to say...
Thank you. Hey, I spread the word as best I can. I've been a long-time listener. You guys are number one.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks to you guys, we are.
Thank you, Mrs. Craig.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. I've been listening since back in the Big Forehead days. So I go way back with you guys.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you.
If I come down there, will Lisa do me, or do you actually do me, or how does this work?
You know what, Lisa? Well, I think we can volunteer her services. Sure, she'll do you.
I'm not black. Is that okay?
That's okay. Oh no. You know, Lisa.
Oh wait a minute.
Lisa is black exclusive.
Forgot that she's made that new rule.
Joe Ardinger will service you.
Well, I'm black from the waist down. Does that help?
Hold on. Lisa's come up to the microphone. She's going to say something to you.
Don and Mike, I love you guys very much.
Right.
And I think that my ideals of the black men and tens of thousands that I
have slept with.
Yes, and sleep exclusively with, I think I will make an exception.
For this guy?
For a white guy.
For all white men.
For all white men?
All
way
white
to go.
Men.
For the
That's
show.
Great. That's thousands of white
Be
men.
Be there in 20 minutes.
I hope that proves to you how much I love you, Don and Mike.
That's right.
Be there in 20 minutes.
He's on his way. Call
security
if there's anybody really in the lobby.
Here's your bag and back. Actually, there is a guy in the lobby, right? In that dick from Friday, isn't he here?
The guy who called and said he was the Bob Levy friend, who was actually the prank caller, and the guy who is the real guy who calls in and says he's a friend of Bob Levy. They're both in the lobby.
What are we going to do with them? Well, let's let them sit there for a minute while we figure out what to do with them.
We'll get to them.
Along those lines, I should tell you that we did, in fact, we being my wife and myself, wrote a $1,000 check to Bob Levy's Send a Kid to Camp Fund.
That's wonderful.
Which
nice.
Quadruples Bob's El Cheapo donation of $250.
Bingo.
So I am looking now to get
more publicity than he's ever gotten for his campaign.
I'm looking to get my name in his column now as being one of the big contributors.
The least he can do.
All right.
Sure hope so.
So listen, thank you, DC. Great ratings. Let's clear them out now. We are going to give away this money very soon with this celebrity burp number 4.
What's it down to, $250?
$250.
Time for clues.
$250, and I will have a brand new clue for you right after this. Be the 100th caller, and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of $200,000. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
Guys, here's cool. This is a cool station. These guys is cool, you know. They blue-eyed soul brothers. They all right, you know. They pay over, they get well.
Living in the violent world of Sam Huff, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Did you hear that, Blacks?
Oh, God.
That was one of your own. Claim that we wail. Mr. T.
You boys need another trip to France or Germany. Get a little out of your system.
Mike, I'm thanking.
Starting to spill over to the air a little too much.
I'm thanking the Blacks.
Thanks
for listening, and I'm
you get away
the white.
From the microphone.
No,
I'm going to hate
not
you.
Not anything bad. It's just right. Funny in that shape when he says that. You go, thank you, T.
Thank you.
Thank you, T.
Thank you, T.
What he wished to be called, Rob. Simply T.
All right, time for call number 100. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, listen, you are the 100th caller. What is your name?
Awesome.
Well, what's your name?
Mike.
Hi, where are you from?
Delaware.
Hey, that's my name. hey, technically, that's all our names.
Hi.
Me too, really.
That's right.
And Buzz, really.
Right.
You've won the Sex in the City prize pack.
Cool.
And those boobs last night of Dave Foley's, Cynthia Nixon's.
Yeah.
I mean, Mr. Skin told us
they were stunt breasts.
They were stunt boobs.
They were.
But, man, do you now understand why I get so turned on?
No.
I mean, I'm not talking.
No, not one little bit.
They were veiny. No, I'm not talking.
They were
about,
gross.
I'm not talking about when the baby was actually nursing, but
okay.
When they were poking out of the little holes in the bra.
They were made, I think, to look like really unattractively large, with veins and stuff like that,
and
kind of a chewed-on nipple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You dance to your own drummer there. You know.
All you do is just take that little Velcro slap, the Velcro slap.
Flap,
yeah. Okay. You pull that down, and right there you got.
Yes, a breast for breastfeeding.
There you go.
You look at it as a toy.
Now, you guys are a trip.
I did enjoy seeing the girl with the dark hair.
Yeah, but it was much too brief.
Flash.
Yeah.
It was so brief, but she is so hot. Mm-hmm. That's why God invented TiVo.
But, you know, Kim Cattrall's are
not much.
Not looking really
good.
Oh,
I liked them. I thought they were fine.
You like Kim Cattrall.
I do very much. I thought she looked great.
You like Kim Cattrall.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
The ship is in. And, you know, how many women like that, you know, would be running around going, hey, sailor, where's the party?
You know, that looked like, who's that Tour de France? Oh, Lance. Kim Cattrall looked like what if Lance Armstrong took his top off.
Really?
That's what you would see.
He looks that good.
Yeah, he does. Sex in the City prize pack. Sex and the City, new episodes Sunday night on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't even mention the fact that they're still running Arliss.
Yeah. Which just doesn't fit.
But,
no.
You know, for some reason, Arliss hangs in there. It's probably easy to produce. You know, they knock a bunch of them out to fill the time. But when you look at The Sopranos, Six Feet Under, Sex and the City, even that new show, The Wire, which is a fantastic show.
Hey, don't forget The Larry David Show.
The Larry David Show, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then you got, hey, Arliss!
And here I am sitting in front of the TV at 9 o'clock, and I'm watching Sex and the City. I'm thinking, 9:30, maybe it'll be Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I always hope, like, that they'll put on one of those documentaries, which are unbelievably
right.
Cool. That's where we got, I hate this place.
Yeah, the Bellevue thing. Or maybe even a rerun of The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Would have been nice. But then I see it's an all-new season of Arliss.
So really now, you know, Sex and the City's over and you can say goodnight.
Nice package this fall when The Sopranos starts up again. New episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm on right after it. So it'll be a nice block.
All right. Well, good. Listen, my friend, you're going to play for $250 with the Celebrity Burp. And I'm going to give you a real great chance to win it today. Because I'm going to review some of the earlier clues.
All right, good.
Okay?
All right.
Now, one of the clues that I gave you recently was, might be a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Jewish sounding name.
Right.
He's never been on our show before. Never.
All right.
He hasn't?
He has never been on the show before.
I got it.
Yeah?
Whoopi Goldberg.
He has been featured in three...
I love his stuff.
Three network TV shows. All of them hit shows. In the first show, he had a very small part. In the second show, he had a role that some might say gives him a kind of status. A kind of... It's one of them...
Icon status?
Not icon... A cult.
A
cult following. And in the third show, no way about it, he was a star.
Wow.
Star of the third show. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And here's your clue. Today's clue. Be well.
What was that again?
Be well.
Be well.
Be well.
I don't know.
Did you not get the good clue?
Great clue.
Be well.
You want me to go ahead and guess now or wait?
Oh, no, you got to wait until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is, a very, very distinctive, a very manly burp. Might be a Jew. And... Oh, hold on, Mike, go ahead.
And the odds are in my favor.
And as I mentioned on all of these shows, and be well. Be well. $250. Come on, $250. Who is
say,
it?
I'll say Jerry Seinfeld.
Who?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Why? Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, the guy I can't...
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Oh, yeah, we're sorry.
Somewhat well known. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld.
I don't know.
And like there's doubt on Jerry Seinfeld might be a Jew. I mean, Jerry Seinfeld is Jewish.
I don't know.
All right, thank you. Hold on, and don't forget that every dumbass guest
you.
Is a clue
for you. I'm
you.
Totally confused by your last clue.
He was so kind to explain after his guest who Jerry Seinfeld was.
Yeah.
You know, that guy.
That guy.
Be well.
Yeah. That guy. You don't want this guy.
I guess we're not going to get any more information.
That is... Again, when it all plays out,
that'll be a very good clue.
You will realize what an absolute cornucopia I've just put in your lap.
Yeah.
Be well.
Be well.
You saying it like the character says it?
No.
Careful.
Be well.
You've given your clue.
That's it. Now.
Oh, calm down, Rob.
You. You're very good, you. We saw the trailer for Analyze That.
Yes.
And, you know, Analyze This was a movie, we went to the movies this weekend, that's what I'm getting into here. Analyze This was a movie that at first I didn't like. I grew to like it watching it on DVD.
Right.
But the one part of the movie that I really hate is where De Niro cries. Mm. And I know it's a comedy and everything, but that scene just never worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
And in the trailer, it starts off with the scene of De Niro's face... A real close-up
and he's crying again. And he's doing the...
Right.
And it goes on for 30 seconds with De Niro just going... And then Billy Crystal says, "Are you done?" And De Niro says... And Billy Crystal says, "Okay." And he slaps him. I mean, you don't see it, but
right, right.
You see Billy, of course, because they would never let Billy Crystal actually slap Robert De Niro.
No, Billy Crystal would get hurt.
And then Billy Crystal goes, "Did I just slap you?" De Niro goes, "Yeah. You. You're good, you." And I started laughing, and my wife pokes me in the, you know, in the side.
Right,
she goes,
right, right.
She goes, "Don't laugh at that."
I was not a fan of Analyze This, but it is a movie, just like you said. I totally agree with the fact that it grows on you when you see it a few times. You know, my family up in Boston, they are totally into it. They think it's the funniest comedy ever made. But, of course, they liked Father of the Bride, too. So, I mean, you know, I mean, what can you say? But a lot of people love that movie.
So, and listen, let me just break off here. A skinny girl and fat guy M&M show update coming.
Yeah, because once people got by the accident your son was in and got into a Nissan Pavilion, they probably had something to see.
Well, let me just say, somebody's lying in all of this, and it'll play out on the show today.
Very cool.
The woman claims that she was never able to find the guys.
Right.
The guys claim that they were never able to find the woman, even though we gave everybody one spot to meet at,
right?
Mm-hmm. And we gave the woman a couple hundred bucks to buy refreshments.
Well, it's very easy if they were all in the same row.
Well, no. Here's where it gets inky.
Okay.
They were lawn seats. But we still had, and this happened after we got off the air, when I found out they were lawn seats. Mike, I know. It's the way that, it's the way our show always goes, right?
I thought they were all going to be like in a row.
So did I. After you left on Friday.
Then they can't possibly...
No, yes, they can, because we contacted the woman.
Sit in this part of the lawn.
No. We contacted the woman and all of the guys and said, at this time, meet at this specific location.
Okay.
And apparently the guys are saying that they waited there for an hour.
But they did, too.
Right. Well, and the girl never showed.
Okay, see.
And the girl is saying, "Well, I couldn't find the guys."
Next time we do that, we should have, like, you know, hard, fast seats. So, we, you know, because, I mean, the woman might have done a trick that I think you coined in your dating days, which is, you know, "Here, meet me on the corner."
Well,
and
then
you just drive by. You know,
that was when I picked girls up off the hotline or the request line. Back when I played records,
right,
girls would call in. And they'd say, you know, "Can I meet you after the show?" And I'd say, "Yeah."
Right.
"Be on the corner in front of McDonald's. I'm driving a green Chevrolet."
Sure.
And, of course, I was driving, like, a black Ford. Because what I would do is I would just put, and, of course, it would be an awful, hideous pig.
Right.
Standing in front of McDonald's.
And you'd cut over three lanes and keep driving.
And I would just keep going. That's the best way to pick up chicks when you're a disc jockey.
I see.
Maybe you're right. Maybe she did that. But the deal was that she was going to be with the 10 fat guys in the wife beaters.
Right, right.
So anyway, we're getting one story from her and one story from all of the guys.
Well, if you got to go with the numbers. If you had a specific place for everybody to meet, I mean, all the big fat guys weren't going in the same car. So if you got a majority of the guys that were meeting at the rendezvous point, that lends credibility to their story. You know, there's strength in numbers if it's just one little old girl.
That will play out momentarily on the show.
I know the lobby's just jam-packed with people.
Not to mention the fact that we gave her $200
right,
to buy treats for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, I promise we'll get to that next.
Good.
So we're in the movies, and the Analyze This trailer comes on, and the movie selected by my wife was one that I really didn't care to see, Road to Perdition.
I'm glad you went to see that.
It's not a bad movie.
Good.
Yeah. It's not great. I mean, it's a hell of a lot better than Gosford Park.
Mm-hmm.
We had two guys behind us that were not talking, but loudly whispering. And in this movie, The Road to Perdition, I'm sure you know some of the plot. Paul Newman is a pseudo-father.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is a mobster. There are plot developments, and then there are times when there's no dialogue. For instance, when the kid is watching Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks' son is watching him,
mm-hmm.
and there's silence. There's no dialogue in the scene. But you got these guys behind us who are, what do you think he's looking at? I don't know. Where's Tom Hanks? Do you think they're going to kill that guy? I don't know if they're going to kill that guy. I don't know. What do you think? So this is going on, and I'm shooting them dirty looks, and I'm not the only one in the theater shooting these guys dirty looks. Two people who are sitting in the row.